Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 4/29/2021. Now, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go back to something I've talked about in the past, but it's just where we've discussed the communications that are ongoing, the odd communications that are popping up, the spread spectrum stuff that's popping up and what have you. But I'm just getting, also I'm getting all these weird thoughts come to my mind, you know. And incidentally, if you haven't listened or seen Brother Quayle's podcast on his Q-Files 2.0, which you can go up to stevequayle.com, you can click on that, you can sign up for those. Steve has hit the nail on the head really well and talked about some stuff that in terms of imminent or more imminent types of stuff happening and how it just seems beyond belief. I would tell you that those podcasts are excellent. The last two or three have been just right on the money, and God bless Steve Quayle for doing what he's doing all these years, and I've listened to him since the 90s, just about when he was first on. I remember hearing him on the shortwave and all kind of places. But I get in my spirit, is it about time to get the bulldozer or the dump trucks or the garbage trucks, the excavators, the buses, the Peterbilts and the Kenworks, Max and others up armored and ready to go in this country? You know, I'm telling you, for those who know what I'm talking about, you'd better think about it. If you have access to any of that stuff, then that will become the armor at some point in time for when they come to get your guns, or when the UN comes to get your guns, the blue helmets that just happen to be Chinese or German or Russian, hands across the water, perhaps. But let's go back to the comms, because this is some interesting information from deep background signal intelligence people that I've got the information from. And we talked about a month or two ago about this weird odd spread spectrum communication that was being noticed. And incidentally, a lot of the good signal intelligence people have moved out of the country. The retired ones, the ones who are the real deal, the good ones who have been at war with it and the whole bit, because they don't like what's going on inside the United States. They don't like the fact that now it seems like what should be signal intelligence being directed against the enemies, the Red Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, etc., that all of that is being directed at the American people and the U.S. military and the U.S. DHS and government, to try to find extremists and white supremacists and black people who are white supremacists, and then white people who are racist because they hate whites, and all of the crazy, I call it, it's like they're mole hunting. Meanwhile, the spread spectrum signal, which in discussing it with my source, back a while ago, we said this has got to be coming probably from North America or Canada. And it turns out it is coming somewhere from northern North America. And what it sounds like, this thing is very sophisticated. You can see it on a spectrum analyzer, but you can't catch it with just a receiver. You can't just catch it and listen to a signal, because that's not the way it works. It's spread spectrum. So we had hops, but the first thing and the first clue about this is it's in innocuous areas of the radio bands. In other words, areas that nobody's thinking to look for any kind of signals from. It's like in an area where you don't see anybody talking or doing anything normally. So the hams and most of the people, of course, the hams are all under scrutiny by the FCC and now by FEMA and everybody, and they want your names.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got knocked up the air. For old Hawk, he gets kept on the same track that he's been on for years, and also prior to that, Brother Quayle. Whenever they hear you saying something that they do not like, they will knock you off the air, take you off the Skype, take you off the computer, the whole nine yards, you see. They will do it, and pop it, pop goes the weasel. So anyway, here we are. So what was I saying? I was talking about how the whole United States government and the NSA and the FBI and everybody is looking for American patriots instead of enemies of the United States. They're looking for people to squeeze and grind who believe in the Constitution, believe in the Bill of Rights, who believe in the Lord Jesus, all right? Anybody like that, they're looking for you, you know, whether you're black, white, red, green, whatever. You are going to be called a racist. If you're black, then you're a white supremacist. If you're white, then you're probably a black supremacist. If you're Asian, then they all hate you, but only the blacks kill you. Or, you know, it's just crazy. So you got a government with a military who's got their Secretary of Defense trying to hound down anybody who is a Christian patriot or somebody who actually believes in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. They're doing mole hunts and everything, and if somebody had a screwed, boot and tattooed rebel flag back in 93 or 4, and they, you know, or blah, 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 well, then you are obviously an extremist. If you're white and Christian, you're in the military, and you're not a pink jockstrap or, a brigade person, or somebody who loves the red Chinese or the commies, then they're trying to get you out of the military. So what are they doing? They're knocking Hawk off the air for telling you that stuff. Also, I'm talking about the spread spectrum signal out of northern North America, right? Where it's in innocuous areas of the radio bands, areas that normally, you know, hams or people or radio people don't go to look for signals. It's not where you would go and just talk casually or anything like that. It's off to the side or in an area that's associated something with just a maintenance function or what have you like that. So this spread spectrum is visible only on a spectrum analyzer, not. And what it does is hops, as spread spectrums do. They hop frequency to frequency, and this one lands on a particular frequency, which is different every time. It's random, okay? Because I got people watching spectrum as spectrum analyzers on this stuff, and it doesn't land on the same thing every time ever since they've looked at it, and that's been for weeks. Now, what they're doing, it hops, and then it lands on one, and then it makes a noise of a burst transmission, and it sounds, now I'm not trying to be mean or wild or goofy, it sounds like a duck passing gas, a duck fart or something, you know, like that. That is the burst transmission. And then it goes and hops again and lands on another one and does another one. Now, what's very interesting is this, quite frankly, is something that's very sophisticated, and it's not being used by the U.S. government, I guarantee you. This is being done either by Russian Spetsnaz or probably the Red Chinese and others in Canada or in the northern tier, but it could be done by the Russians as well. And just remember, just to refresh your memory, good old Joker Tut Obama, the lizard, hired Russian Spetsnaz several battalions. They all trained and went to Fort Carson, Colorado, okay? And you remember the old base public relations officer, Wendy Snyder, Wendy? She said, well, we just want to trade, show the Russians the American pastime, baseball, and take them to the baseball game in Denver, you know, and all of that. And then they trained with Army Ranger snipers and did all kind of stuff. Well, most of those people are all still here. You also remember that there were Red Chinese hanging around up in Missoula, Montana, and we had reports on them years ago and how they were going to town with big wads of money to go buy knives and cowboy boots and jeans and cowboy hats and all that kind of stuff. Now, Brother Quayle's got a lot of reports recently of even the Germans being up in Canada. We saw the videotapes of the Chinese, Red Chinese, marching in their camo uniforms in British Columbia. We've known about them being up in there for years. You remember the Smokey truck? The Smokey trucks that the MMV intervened in a convoy of a couple of them and stopped one. And they had a firefight near the border of Canada with some guys in there. And it turns out that they released passengers, or they released victims or subjects of, if you recall, they were subjects of medical experimentation, which that if they then died or if they were done with them, they would then put them into the mobile crematoria that was attached to the back of the big, large single trailer or the double hookup trailers that the semi truck was pulling, you see. But the fact is, this spread spectrum thing is ongoing right now, has been ongoing for a month or two. We found it to be located in northern North America somewhere. Don't know where it's at. It does multi-harp, then it goes like that and gives a burst transmission, then it goes another one and does it again. Now, interestingly enough, we've also heard some other things that are quite interesting. I heard some other stuff that's interesting because it is because it is also of note. They're hearing somewhere, and they're not being able to direct necessarily exact spots and that kind of stuff. But what it is comms that are interestingly comms that seem to be Red Chinese speaking Russian, because the people who are listening to it are hearing it are sophisticated. They're hearing what appears to be Chinese people speaking Russian. Now, use your imagination on that. Are the Chinese that are in Mexico, which we've talked about, troops, and also in Canada, are they then speaking to the Russian Spetsnaz inside the United States? Or is this somewhere else in the world? Is it maybe in the Gulf of Mexico or off the West Coast or the East Coast and all of that? Okay. And it's kind of interesting, which I'll talk about that some more in a minute, too. Because all that has to do with the lateness of the hour and how wide open this country is, whether by design, and Red China Joe got paid through, Sun got paid $1.45 billion, allegedly. So anyway, these comms could be the Red Chinese also trying to speak in Russian if there is an attack to make it look like it's the Russians doing it, okay? So that Red China Joe, if he's going to fight, we're going to defend our interests anywhere in the world, he says, bop, 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 right? Of course, he ain't going to go against that, but that's the way he's talking. But he'd be more inclined to go against Russia, like a fool. But you see, these people can be in a bunker and go to a bunker real lickety-split and let you be out there to absorb all of the collateral damage, of course, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's late. Brother Quayle's talking about it's very, very, very late, and it could be at any moment. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Now, I've stated on air, and Steve stated that this thing can all be over in an hour. Well, what we mean by that is not necessarily that every person in America is dead in an hour, okay? No. What we mean is that this thing could take out the power grid with the weapon of indignation, is what Putin has stated on air, on TV, on in speeches that he would use against America if America launched anything against him or against any of his troops in the Crimea or the Donbass regions there of, by Ukraine, that he would then launch the weapon of indignation on America, and then pop, there goes three missile silos or missile tubes on the submarine, open up in the Arctic Circle, and it's seen by the satellites, okay? Well, you pop three up over Nebraska or, western Kansas or whatever, in the center of the country, and you pop three EMP weapons, electromagnetic pulse weapons, that would destroy all of the power grids in the United States, and probably 95% of the automobiles would not run because you got computers inside your cars and your trucks, okay? They ain't going to work. So then you got I-40, I-70, I-35, I-95. They all become I-10. They all become parking lots, okay? They become parking lots. And then you hope you got somewhere, you got an old 1950 or World War II Caterpillar big bulldozer to knock them off into the ditch, to where maybe a year from now, if you get them all done, or 2 years from now, maybe a truck can run through with food. Now, that's another thing right there. This comms of the Chinese could also be coordination of efforts with Spetsnaz that Obama hired back when, okay, back a little while ago, which are still here. I know of one case where one of them married a real nice girl in the Denver area there, bought a nice house. I believe he paid $277,000 for the house, okay? Or maybe it was $377,000, but it was out there by Aurora, Colorado. I've also heard about him being on the island there in Coronado, okay? Being in Texas, all right, down by the big armored bases. Also being, if you recall, in the Uwari Mountains, okay, in North Carolina. Some of the oldest mountains in the country. You remember the guy who was out there hunting, and he was, I believe he was a U.S. Navy medic or corpsman, and he was out there, and all of a sudden they get stopped while they're hunting by some kind of patrol, and that seemed to be, they're speaking English, but they're Russian, and they got AKs and all that kind of stuff, and they were in the mountains there, in the Uwari Mountains, not that far from Bragg. Doing drills. And all of this is during the time. We've told you many, many times about when they had the planes come over from Russia on the where we let their planes fly over our airspace for verification, and then we let they supposedly were letting us fly over Russia. Of course, they never really did very much of that. But remember we talked about line of sight, low power transmission to units of Spetsnaz in the field? We've been telling you this stuff for years now. It's ongoing, and now it seems, though, the Red Chinese are participating. They're speaking Russian. So they're speaking to Russian units inside the United States and Canada or Mexico, or they're talking in Russian to make it look like the Russians are doing the stuff. And meanwhile, the NSA, the FBI, the EIEIOs are all looking for extremists in America and racists and all of this kind of stuff. Because don't you know you're systemically racist and you're terrible and you should renounce your black privilege, your white privilege, your red privilege, your yellow privilege, your brown privilege, because every one of you are white supremacists, okay? If you ain't a communist queer, then you ain't in this administration. Some kind of deviant. And that goes for the EIEIO people in the military. People at the top, you got no idea what they're into, I guarantee you. And then this morning I heard, I tell you, when they knock you off, it just makes me mad. Let me go do another thing of the comms here, and I'll go back and circle back around. I'll be circling back just like the Red Witch of Biden. Tacky Sacky, the Red Witch, okay? Circle back. Well, here's the deal. Remember we've also talked about the Lenny balloons, the Google Lenny balloons and all that. And how, well, we don't see them anymore. And that's because we have figured out that they're most likely up there at about, 50 to 70,000 feet. And they're Red Chinese launched, but they're no longer under Biden. Are they being required to use a transponder to show they're up there? So we already have over the United States for anybody. And then let me tell you something. The people who are in the rank and file, the real good actual signal intelligence people in America, the intelligence world, those people know that there are traitors at the top of the United States government, military, and intelligence world. Right? They know it. They try to bring out this information. They're told to shut up and leave it alone. It has nothing to do with anything. So consequently, you've got up ahead or up above, likely a complete command control and I spy over the United States, every inch of it with these Google loony balloons. Just like I told you in the past. You got all these loony balloons up there. We did finally get some people, maybe in the NSA out of San Antonio, to look at them, and they may have sent something up to zap them on occasion and took that one out that we played, we watched it for days and days, come off the, launched off the bar, came inside. I went blow to blow. I mean, I'm not going to go back into all that right now. But I'm going to tell you what. The loony balloons are up. They've got complete command and control over the United States. They're seeing everything. They've got every kind of camera, every kind of snipping device, all that kind of stuff, every kind of signal intelligence to bring it up. And they've also got transmitters as well. And they also have frequency-generating weapons, okay? They can do a freak weapon and pulse it to cause problems. Remember, we've also talked about satellite-directed scalar frequency generators that are designed to impact the neurophysiological templates. And that has been done by the U.S. government, but now, apparently, seemingly, somebody else is doing it, just like they did it in Havana. Well, let me tell you something. In Havana is Lourdes. That is the signal intelligence base of the Russian military and the Cuban military. It's all back online. The subs are back in Havana doing the, the dance. You know what I'm saying? They're all over the Gulf of Mexico. They're all over the Arctic Circle. They're all over the East Coast. They're all over the West Coast. And let me tell you this. With the Google balloon stuff, because they say, well, the Chinese don't have any radar or nothing. And then here's the key little thing. This morning, the National Fox News, the correspondent they now have in the Pentagon was all excited about how the Pentagon is now worried about the Red Chinese military. And that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and stuff that said that we may have a conflict with the Chinese 6 years from now. 6 years from now, you jerks, it might be 6 minutes or 6 seconds from now. You had six or seven incidents of the Red Chinese, incidentally, their jet aircraft and all of the information that went into those and all the technology probably was sold to them by Obama. He sold them all the stealth, allegedly. Slick Willie Clinton sold them all of the GPS in the day back then. All right. Oh, and incidentally, with the program where we allowed the Russians to fly over the United States to verify you know, defense deals while they were allowing us. It was friendly skies treaty or whatever they called it. We also allowed them to put up Cyrillic, their own GPS locations inside the United States in various spots back a few years ago to where they use, you know, Cyrillic. You know, they got their own GPS and you don't know what they're dealing with, but each one of those little radio spots across the United States, which then would kick up information in their plane, each one of those basically then became a Soviet or a Russian, not Soviet, but a Russian diplomatic spot. In other words, that little up, that little transmitter down there. That little transmitter down there was Russian territory. So we got all of this ongoing, and we got the Russian Spetsnaz in here that Obama hired. They're still here, and they're still being paid. And meanwhile, the computer games at Red Pat basically have said that we can't win a two-theater war or a three-theater war. Well, we knew that because, you know, 5 years ago they said, well, we could only win in one theater. Can't fight a two-theater war, let alone a three- or four-theater war. So it's kind of interesting. Now, apparently the U.S., because Red China Joe had Burisma son, don't you know? Plus then the Ukrainians got dope on him and all that. Not dope, but they got maybe got pictures of him dope or pictures of, you know, him. They know that Burisma gave him money. So apparently U.S. seeks Ukraine legislation authorizing three U.S. military bases on Ukraine territory, including a naval base, as Russia crosses the red line. So apparently some of this is coming out of Hal Turner. Somebody sent me information talking about it. So we're really trying to force Russia in a shooting war. Meanwhile, they're all right inside the United States because you jerk forgot about that. And then the Chinese, the Germans up in Canada, who knows who else, all of the Chinese inside the United States who come in illegal immigration, or they're just you know, Uncle Joe, they come to visit Uncle Red China Joe or Uncle Ho down at the Chinatown restaurant. And if you look at them, they're always sitting back in the back by the door to the kitchen. Thousands and thousands of them in Mexico, thousands in Canada. Been tracking them for years. We've told you about the mysterious new bird flu that appeared in a duck area, duck and goose wildlife area, not far from Calgary, not far from Lethbridge, and not far from those smoky trucks years ago that Brother Quayle got information from the MMB about. And how those then trucks went on, the other one went on up, and got in a lager, got out in the wilderness out there, got far from Lethbridge. So anyway, this has been going on a long time. Been going on a long time. But the Google loony balloons are up, but they don't have to use their transponder. Wonder why? Does $1.45 billion allegedly pay for it? I guarantee it would. You see, you got all that in cash somewhere, you know, offshore, in your Rehoboth Beach, secret room in the back or whatever. I don't know where that stuff's at. But if that's the way it is, then you don't care if the taxes go up, do you? It's going to destroy everybody in America and let the red Chinese walk in, create the Civil War as you try to come and get the guns. And that will do it. And then they're going to have to seek, that is, if the Russians don't do the EMP or the Iranians aren't talked into doing the EMP, or if the Chinese don't do it, or if they just don't do it by hacky, sacky, maybe the Red Witch's girlfriend's boyfriend's third cousin in the Pink Jockstrap Brigade, maybe they do it and take down these power grids. But you see, the EMP, and the reason I've always told you, it's probably, in my view, it's going to be the EMP, specific EMP weapon, not EMP generated by nukes that are designed to destroy the entire country, but that are generated to, that are create, that are explode, that create specifically to create the electromagnetic pulse to knock out power grids and to knock out almost all computers and cars. And I'm going to tell you something. Why is that important? Why is it even important if it gets hacked and taken down? Because a lot of the same thing will happen, doesn't make any difference. Except for the cars would still run, okay? But you've got now, apparently in the Washington, D.C. area, these deals where they're talking about the Havana effect, you know, the vertigo, the tinnitus, the ringing ears, the pounding headaches, the being something being done to people. Well, I'm going to tell you what, for the last 10, 15, last 17 years, I should have already had up like a fine screen wire, you know, a sleep under it, you know. I've known other people that have got problems with it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and that is the key. That is your best defense, is to repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. All right? He'll start to wash you clean, but he'll also protect you and help protect you as well. And if necessary, provide you where to go for sanctuary, or he might tell you to stay right where you're at. So while the NSA and all the Spark Boys, the FBIs and all of that are watching the American people, turn inward on the American people, the enemies of this country are ready to come in and mate it and take it out. Well, you can't say that. Well, let me ask you a question. Did you know that a large portion of our P-3 Orions and P-8 Poseidons, the things that hunt subs off our coastlines and also look for any inbound missiles or planes or anything that are quite sophisticated, that the majority of them are overseas. Right now, they're overseas. A lot of them are probably in the Black Sea area or in the Crimea or in the Indian Ocean, outside of the Persian Gulf, or they're somewhere else, you know, in the South China Sea or the Taiwan Straits or whatever. So all of those capabilities that normally would protect the United States, because we do not have enough of them because of all of the dimwits back when in the Obama administration and prior, cut all the military budgets, and then they bled this military out in Iraq and other wars and destroyed and did not replace the naval vessels, the helicopters, the fighter jets, the bombers. We got B-52s. We just said B-52s. Well, why are they called B-52s? 1952. You get it? And yes, some have been upgraded, obviously, and the engines redone and all of that. And they are fine weapons of war. But now we've just also, we sent the B-52s because the B-1s we just found have been taken out of service, right? Half that fleet. just as we're getting ready to go to war with Russia. Okay, in the Ukraine. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you. Now, as well as the P-3 Orions and the P-8 Poseidons being gone, did you know that we have very few Coast Guard cutters, in other words, large Coast Guard cutters, very few of them in the United States at all, and many of them have been sent overseas into, like, the Black Sea area or into the Taiwan Straits. We're using them in replacement of our Navy, which does not have enough vessels to do the job. So that means that our coastlines are pretty much bare. That means our coastlines are not defended. That means our inland waterways even probably don't have much Coast Guard activity in them anymore either. And then the P-3 Orions, you remember in 2004, if you were listening here, late in the fall there, that we got a message about a P-3 Orion talking to Andrews Air Force Base, where he was talking to the woman there on there, where she's probably doing her nails and chewing bubble gum or something, and she says, and the P-3 Orion comes on and says, I need to speak with you. You need to scramble jets. I've got a Russian blackjack bomber inbound toward Virginia, Maryland area, coming in out at 1,000 miles or 1,500 miles, whatever it is. I need for you to scramble jets. Well, can't y'all handle that, the woman said. He said, no, I need to speak to your commanding officer immediately. I need for somebody to scramble jets. Well, I got this 1 minute before I went on air, and I went on air with it directly. And by golly, we scrambled jets all up and down the East Coast at that time to intercept that dadgum Russian thing. Because the Andrews Air Force Base, the military communications, couldn't handle the message from the P-3 Orion. Do you think it's any better now? I guarantee it isn't. This country is wide open. The MMB told us that, told Brother Quayle that. That the left door's open, the right door's open, the bottom door's open, the top door's open, and the sky door's open, and the end of the sea door's open. All right? This country is ripe for the taking, and it's being hastened down that road by Red China Joe, the man who gave the most votes of any president ever, who thinks now he thinks that he's Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Who takes more naps than Frankie did, all right? And then somebody asked me, well, I know it was, Scholar of Temecula gave me a question. He said, Hawk, what is this guy on that he's able to keep doing all this crap? Is it even really the same guy? Well, I know that they do have a double ganger or two, perhaps. But I also thought about all of that. I thought, well, you know, they got a lot of these Hispanic children coming across that have young blood, don't they? They have young blood and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, some of them they did test. But you never know where they're going to or where they went to or what bus they got on or where they're going to go or any of that kind of thing. All right? So I just wonder if, you've got young blood. We had a study that said blood from young people can keep older people alive and healthy and extend their life. So then I thought about, well, you get a blood transfusion as you're resting in the afternoon prior to your speech at night, allegedly or possibly, and then maybe they give you the blood transfusion of some young blood. And maybe even some of it has been elicited from the child in such a way as to create adrenochrome. Oh, that would wake somebody up, wouldn't it? And if you just, put the old B12 in there a little bit, pop, goes the weasel before the thing, all of a sudden you got bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, right? That's the answer to my brother from the old Scholar Temecula. I didn't get back to you on that. So anyway, we have the possibility of gasoline shortages this summer, all right? due supposedly to the fact that they've changed the testing procedures and the ability to get a license to drive a gasoline truck. And all of the that type of vehicle that they were setting up new criteria, and that if you ever had a DUI back 30 years ago or something, you couldn't drive one, you know. If somebody at school said you smoked marijuana cigarettes, couldn't drive one. You see what I'm saying? It's one of those kind of deals, but apparently, allegedly, they're down 50,000 drivers on these trucks. So they're talking about in the time when the roads are going to be full this summer with a lot of people traveling or trying to get back out to get away from the crazy crap of the COVID-19. And then now the vaccinations that allegedly, according to page 68 of the Pfizer documentation on their own study on the vaccines, allegedly, that apparently on there it talks about how if somebody who's not been vaccinated is around the vaccinated people, that the vaccinated people are shedding stuff. Now they're trying to counteract this on TV saying, well, there's no live virus in the vaccine, so these people are wrong. No, it's shedding the vaccine, which is an mRNA experimental vaccine that was given experimental use, all right? And that particular idea is that people that come in contact with that, it specifically cites women who are pregnant that have not been vaccinated, yet if they come in contact with the vaccinated people, that they're going to pick up some of the vaccine, and that could cause a miscarriage. It could also cause complications through the breastfeeding. We've already seen that. It could also cause complications that maybe preclude other pregnancies. It also causes possible complications if you go down the line about it could be transmitted if, say, and they use the example, say a man who was a doctor or somebody like that. If they came in contact with vaccinated people, which maybe they were at work, but they weren't vaccinated yet, but they were vaccinating people and they came in contact, that they could pick it up. And they call it environmental acquisition or whatever from touch or inhaling of particles. Hence, a school actually in Florida, a private school, put out a notice that they would not accept any applications for teachers from anybody who's been vaccinated because, according to the Pfizer and the other information, allegedly, page 68 of their own documentation is what I've seen online on at least five or six other websites showing their own documents of Pfizer, that apparently can be transmitted through the sexual act or that kind of thing, you see. Somebody can pick it up and then give it to somebody else. And that there are apparently a lot of what? Neurological things involved with this. Now let's go down and see the other things we've seen. I've seen, and I can't verify it, but I have seen recently a picture of allegedly a component of a 5G system on a tower. It's like a plug-in box or component. And on the side of it, it says COVID-19 on this little component of the 5G network, allegedly. Remember I told you how I knew somebody who said that they were in the Wuhan about the time when the games went on, the special operations games in Wuhan that were invitationals, and they turned on the brand new 5G real high and the hair on your head stood up and all of that. You could feel the energy from the 5G come on and hum powerfully. And they said that you couldn't believe how you could feel it. Well, then, if you recall the next January, and if they released that stuff back then in the Wuhan, the stuff that Fauci and the guy from North Carolina in the Fisher's triad who were helping the Wuhan people, doctors, the Bat Woman and the Bat Man and all that. They were helping them to create this stuff, and Fauci and the NIH allegedly gave them a grant to do gain-of-function research in the United States, and then all of a sudden they passed a law in Congress that you can't do that here anymore, so then it was still continued, but continued on at the Wuhan lab. So then if some way or another somebody decided to release it during the time when a large number of nations had special operations troops there for war games, special ops games in Wuhan, China, wouldn't it be a nice little, easy way to get it back, to go back to all these different countries? Well, then if they zapped it with the 5G, only the 5G was a 6 or 7 or 8G, then you're remembering that following January of last year, and January and February, that we started to see those videotapes out of Red China, out of Wuhan, where there was like a big either railroad terminal, like a big Grand Central Station there, which had all kind of people laying on the floor, or maybe it was a big warehouse. And then they were all there, and there were maybe 1,000 or 2,000 people, all of them doing in Grand Mal Caesars or like epileptic-type fits, laying on the floor and shaking. That's neurological, you see. So you combine the frequency generation stuff like they're talking about in D.C., and you tie that in, maybe the Google balloons are doing that, the Looney balloons. Just to help you to get on the internet. Well, incidentally, they launched a new satellite, somebody did, to get up there to help the internet transmission, didn't they? In the last 3-4 days. And then while our NASA is helping the children in these children's centers in Texas, Mexico, Arizona, all right, in the border crisis where Red China Joe's got them coming across by the wazoo, the Red Chinese launched a massive rocket, technology allegedly provided to them by the Joker Tat. I mean, he gave them all the space stuff as much as he could, the stealth, weapon systems, all of that. During Slick Willie's time period, there was a time where all of the stuff, there was a forest fire outside of Los Alamos and Sandia and all that up in there in New Mexico. And then if you recall back that time period, there was somebody there who was the chief, one of the chief people involved in the science of the Los Alamos. He just happened to be from China. And then when they got homing in on him because there were missing information, missing disks that had been inside of a specialized safe inside of another room, you know, like security 3-4 deep, that were missing from there, they just happened to have on it all of the latest U.S. weapon designs. Nuclear, you know, energy-wise, lasers, all the hot stuff back then, that happened to disappear during that forest fire when they evacuated most of the Los Alamos, Bendy, and all that stuff up in there. So then they look for it, then eventually they found it. Oh, it had fallen back behind the copying machine. Or sake. So then they started looking internally, and then all of a sudden a certain guy who was the head of that base, who was Chinese, but he'd gone to school on the West Coast, he'd been there a long time and all of that, he took off for a flight and went back to China real quick. They found out he was a sneaky Pete, right? So almost all of our assets are over in the Black Sea or in the South China Sea. We got all kind of aircraft. We got all kind of naval. We got everything going on, all right? Turkey basically is taking over Incirlik. Although I tell you, we did remove a lot of the weapons there a few months back, but not all of them. So Turkey now, who is a NATO country, but is now also siding with Russia, because Red China Joe brought up the Armenian deal. The Armenian deal meaning the Holocaust of the Armenians, mostly all Christians, all right? By the Turks. I remember seeing pictures of the Turks. You talk about ISIS and all of that. I remember seeing pictures of Turkish officers standing around a table where they had the heads of Armenians and their hands and all their body parts sitting on a table. And the Turkish officers were just grinning big smiles. They cut them all off and piled them up on the table like trophies. Ladies and gentlemen, this old world is so filled with this crap that our Father in Heaven is getting awfully tired of it. So I'm going to tell you, it might be time for those who know what I'm talking about to get the bulldozers ready, the dump trucks, the garbage trucks, the excavators, the buses where you can up-armor them, the old Peterbilts tuned up and fired up and ready to go with a big cow catcher on the front and some plates over the windows, you know, that'll turn away a little bit of small arms fire. Or the Macs, or the Kenworths. And get ready to go, because that could be your armor when the dadgum red Chinese and the hordes come out of Canada and Mexico, come in under the guise of the UN, you know, to maybe take your guns after the weapon of indignation has gone off and they allow 3 months or 4 months soaking time for the United States people to be starving because there's a drought in the West and in different places. And oh, did you also see that 50% of the crops in India were not planted because of severe droughts? And that they're running out of food. We just put a sent a big, huge airlift of supplies for the COVID breakout there. Now, why has India got such a COVID breakout? Well, the red Chinese and the Indians have been toe-to-toe along the line up there on the, in the Kashmir, right? They've had a few back and forth there with small arms. They even had one where they went out there and went hand-to-hand with sticks and clubs and what have you. This. And they've had missile launches. They've had different stuff there, the Indian-Chinese line, okay? Well, the Chinese could be running the stuff across the border to infect India. They're using bioweapons on populations now, people. Using the bioweapons on populations. And I'm going to tell you, Brother Quayle is right. This thing, you just can't believe it. You can't do it. And none of us are necessarily completely ready for it. But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. You better get right with him. You better get right with our Father in Heaven. If you want to keep on hawking the air, and I hope you do, anything is most needed and wanted. That reserve note, a little bit of silver dollars, you know, silver dime, silver quarter, check, a little bit of gold, whatever it might be. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus bless you. 10,000-fold. It's just incredible. This this is somebody sending me something about it's interesting that Lucille Ball hurts spies through her dental fillings. Well, I didn't know about the dental fillings, but basically there was a story of Japanese spies, true story, Japanese spies in California. As far as the dental fillings, I'm not sure about they were them there, obviously. So our country is wide open. Red China Joe said, well, we don't mind competing with you, China. But we all will defend our interests anywhere on the globe against fear of Russia, okay? So he didn't mind competing, but he just took the competitive factor to where we had a highly competitive tax rate for businesses and what have you that allowed for growth. We had a deregulation that allowed for growth that Trump did. And now he wants to raise it all up and then give it all back to the red Chinese. Because maybe somebody paid his son. Don't go into their Luciferian knife-down fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of outer, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the United States and against the Lord Jesus, those that are against him. And all of you out there, the Fandango Rangers, you know you're ready. I'm picking the four, Mickey. We're back on the optics now. God bless you.